I was visualizing.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, we had a customer out there, and he drove right off, unwaited on.
He done what?
He drove off, unwaited on.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, I don't blame him either. I blame you.
Me? What did I do?
Nothing. That's what you done. Nothing.
Well, I'm proud you finally admitted that,
Well,
Jesse.
Sam, if you'd just pay attention, we're going to lose all our business.
I was relaxing, anticipating through visualization.
You was what?
Ken Dace is teaching me how to do that now.
How to do what?
To daydream. It leads to full concentration.
It leads to unemployment. Sam, what in the world are you thinking about?
Jesse, you're behind the times. Now, that's the latest thing they're teaching in business and in libraries, prisons.
Oh, is anybody anywhere teaching hard work and honesty and ambition?
I expect so, but I don't go around them places.
What? But just how is this full concentration you was talking about, how's that going to help us in our business?
Well, I ain't sure how that works now. I dozed off just before I got to that.
Sam, you was asleep here at work?
Yeah, but I stayed on my feet right through it all. I didn't even lean on nothing. Ain't that something? I took a nap standing straight up. Now, who else could do that, Jesse?
Well, just any mule, Sam.
Any mule?
Yeah, and our preacher, but he's still out ahead of you, Sam. He can sleep without stopping talking.
Well, does he make sense?
Make sense? Well, I don't know. I never noticed.
I almost had it, Jesse.
You almost had what, Sam?
Ken Dacey said if I really wanted something out of life, I had to visualize it.
Well, now, she's right, Sam. What was you about to visualize?
The world's biggest peanut butter sandwich.
Well, Sam, now, there's another example of small thinking. Ken Dacey, she wasn't talking about visualizing a peanut butter sandwich. She's talking about more than that.
Well, I never... Y'all are right, of course. I should have been visualizing the world's biggest peanut butter sandwich and the world's biggest Mr. Pibb.